Start your day the Torah way in conjunction with Yah Hakala, Northwest London. Kof Aleph Teves, 28th of December. Rabbi Shlomo Feshwater.
I'd like to say we're going to talk today about the Issa of the Fnei Iver Leisitin Michshol, the prohibition on being Michshol somebody with an Issa. Now, many in Yonim Anageya Lehalacha Lemaisa, when we go to the Issa of the Fnei Iver, it's not our intention today to come to a conclusion, to come to a maskuna l'aluch l'masa. We're just discussing the inyan derech pilpula shel Torah, and if anyone has any shalas in his inyan, it will be perhaps a hisaidus that he should realize there are things that one needs to ask. In Igus Moshe in Yoredeya chedek aluf siman ayin beis, there's a tshiva. And the Shoyl is Hagun Ben Tzion Rakav Zechon Nevucha, the Shivas Chayoylam, who asked the Mashallah whether it's permitted for somebody who owns a hall, whether he's permitted to rent out the hall to people who will use the hall and they will be doing things there that is not Mutta Pihalucha. For example, they will make a chasana and they will have mixed dancing. So is one permitted to rent the hall, or is there a shala of the Fnei Iver Leisitin Michshol, because you're renting to them the hall, they will be using this to do something that is not Mutta or Pi Halucha. So the Metzion Zechon Nevucha, the Shoyl in his shala, he says that, because he was asking the shala in London, which is a big town where there are many halls. So he said, L'chayra, there is no issa d'araisa, because the din is that l'fnei iver l'sitin michshol, the Gemara says, the standard example of the Gemara is, you shouldn't give a kasiyayin l'nuza. A nuza says, can I have the kasiyayin? You shouldn't give it to him. Eva minachai l'ben noyach. So the Gemara says that the issa d'araisa of l'fnei iver is only if the person cannot get to it himself. It's betray ubra de nahara. It's on two sides. He's on one side of the river, and the issa that he wants is on the other side of the river. But if it's on the same side as he is, and he can get to it himself, so then there is no issa deraisa in passing it to him, because he can get to this without your help. So he says, and the Moshe Zechon Nevucha agrees with him, that since you can rent the hall from somebody else, if you won't rent it to me, there is no problem in getting the hall. So the Chayra, it's daima, it's similar to the case of Chav Ibra de Nahara, where you're on the same side of the river as the Issa. So Memeila, there is no Issa der Issa. However, the Shaila is that the Rabbunon, the Shoinim in the beginning of Shabbos say that although B'chad Ibra de Nahara, there is no Issa der Issa, there is an Issa der Rabbunon. The Rabbunon made an Issa that you shouldn't be Messayeya, you shouldn't help somebody, assist somebody to do an Avera. So his Shala was, what is with B'negeya to the Issa der Rabbunon? So I just want to stop off here for a second and say that L'cha'ira, the milsa, the pshita that they're saying that there is no issa deraisa, is not so simple, because there is a Mishnah Melech in Hilchas Malva Veloiva where the Mishnah Melech brings a machlokes between the Knesset Hagdola and himself. That the shaila is, what happens if something is betray ubra de nahara? It's on two sides. I can't get to it myself, but there's somebody on the other side of the river who's willing to give it to me. So now, can someone else give it to him? Because if he doesn't give it to him, he'll be able to get it without, with or without me, he's going to get it, because someone else will pass it to him. So do we say, Vibalt, he can get it anyhow. It has a din of Chad Ibra de Nahara, he can get to it. Or do we say, no. Chad Ibra de Nahara means I can get to it myself. But where somebody has to be oivel if ne'ivel isitin michshol to give it to me, the fact that somebody else will be oivel if ne'ivel isitin michshol doesn't reduce your if ne'ivel. Somebody's going to be oivel if ne'ivel, so if somebody else does it, he'll be oivel. If you do it, you're oivel. So the Knesset HaGdolah, held that somebody, a malva beribus is a chayv alavin, but the loiva is over, lefneiva lesitin michshol. By borrowing money and agreeing to pay ribus, you're over lefneiva lesitin michshol. So the shaila is, what happens if the malva's got somebody, some other Jew who wants to borrow money from him beribus? So the Knesset Agdoida says, there is no issa de'oraisa, because that's b'chadib redin hara, I can do this with or without you, it's going to be over the issa. And the Mishnah Melech argues, the Mishnah Melech says that it's usa. There's a very interesting shiva, a very interesting chiddush in Birkei Yosef, Choshen Mishpat, Simon Tess, Ois Gimel, where he also talks to this shala. There was Negea, there was a local judge who was appointed by the government, and the Birkei Yosef said he used to paskin his cases based on how he wanted to do it. Justice had nothing to do with it. And there were two Yidden who had a case before him, and he told them, come back tomorrow. Yeah, come back tomorrow. And he says, he calls them Reuven and Shimon. He says Reuven was an Elchi, the Yerushimayim, and Shimon wasn't. And he was sure, Reuven was sure, that what the judge is doing is the judge was hinting to them that there's a day which I give you an opportunity to come along with a bribe, with shochet. And so his shala was, he knows for sure that Shimon is going to take opportunity of this and is going to give shochet. Is he allowed to do this? So the Birkei Yosef says that shochet is as an issa to accept shochet. To give shochet is lefnei v'lo yisit mirshul. So the Birkei Yosef there talks about this shala, and he says lechayret tuli in this machloikis akapunim legaba deraisa, could be medarabunim, it's anyhow usa, but legaba deraisa, the pshat is that there is somebody who's going to give him shaychet. So does that make it chad ibra denahara, and therefore there is no lifnei iva? Or do we say no, whoever is giving it to him is iva lifnei iva leisitin mirsha? It's interesting because the I'm going off on a tangent for a second. The Birkei Yosef is mashma that the judge was a goy, and it seems clear from the Birkei Yosef that a goyish judge also has an issa of accepting shaychet, and the yid who gives the goyish judge shaychet is over lefnei iver leisitin michshel, just as if he was to give over menachai to a benayach, he's over lefnei iver. And as I state the hadya and shivas chavaziua says that although the goy is not mitzvah in the issa of leisikach shaychet, but one of the sheva mitzvahs b'nei noyach is dinim, and dinim means that you come to a conclusion based on justice, not based on who's paying you. About kapunim, so coming back to the shala, London, he says is an ir gedayla, but you're going to have to get the whole from someone. So if you're going to have to get the whole from someone, l'chayra like the kneses agdayla, it's correct. There is no lifnei iver deraisa. But according to the Mishnah Melech, somebody else will be over lefnei iver. But it could be the kavuna that they mean is that you could get it from a guy. So Memela, where a yid is going to give it to you, and a yid is going to be over lefnei iver. So there we say that the Mishnah Melech says there's an issa deraisa, because this yid doesn't give it. Somebody has to be over lefnei iver. That doesn't make it chabed ibra denhara. But if they're able to get it to rent the hall from a guy, damutz lechayra. That is the kavun, I would say, when they say there is no lifnei iver derais. However, the shal is, what is mid issa de rabunon? Because rabunon made an issa lesayaya yidei oiv ravere. So here, in Moshe's Chanavucha, says a chiddush, in the Moshe holds that the issa of being misayaya yidei oiv ravere is only when you give him something sheikra le issa. For example, you take a eber menachai, it's ikra for eating. So what you're doing is you're giving him something that's a chafsa shal issa. It's ikra le issa. Masha Enken, he says, a hall which you rent. So the hall that you rent, is you cannot say it's ikra le issa. The hall can be used for many things. It can be used for conferences, for meetings. It can be used for chasanas without dancing. So even though you know that the person is going to use it for an avera, If it's bechad ibra, if it's in a case where he could get to this hall without you, so there's no issa deraisa, in the issa derabunan, he's mechadish it only where you give him a chafta shal issa. The shal is usum again an andra zach. A person has a property and he rents it out. So there's a shop. He rents it out to somebody who he knows is going to will likely they will keep it open on Shabbos. This is with the issa. So l'chayla, we come to the same mitzvah as this. If you can get the shop from somewhere, somebody else. So m'meilai v'zai is in isht oiva the issa fin l'fneiva deraisa. And in the issa drabunan, a shop is nishka chefza shal issa. You can work in the shop 6 days a week without working there on Shabbos. Nishka chefza shal issa. So even though he knows that he's going to use it, or he may use it on Shabbos, and he's do the issa drabunan fin misayaya yudei oivrei aveire. So ich trach das l'chayla vat ois kemen anaf gemina, push anaf gemina zoi. That in chitzluretz, v'derech klal, if somebody wants to rent a shop or hall, you won't give it to me. I'll go to a guy. I'll get it from a guy. So Memelech, like, even according to the Mishnah Memelech, there's no Issa deraisa. On the Issa derabunan, we have the Hetzer is a Moshe's Mechadish. It's only if it's a Chavtza Shel Asira. The Mishnah in Eretz Yisrael, it could well be that somebody will want to open a big shop, let's say in Tel Aviv. He won't find any guy who has that kind of premises. The only person who he can get it from is a Yid. Oy bazoi is kanzan, as it's negaya, to the issa deraisa of lifnei iba leisitan michshul, because it's no longer bechad iba de nahara. According to the Mishnah Melech, according to Knesset Gdol, it would be a hetzer, but according to the Mishnah Melech. So it wouldn't help this hetzer that Ramosha says that it's only by something that's a meyichad le'issa. Ramosha does not say it b'negeya to the issa of the fnei iver le'sitin michshul. He only says it b'negeya to the issa of rabbonon. But if I can only get it from a yid, so then the chayra, according to Ramosha, betan an emes neshala. Mas in Minchas Shloima, I saw that in Chelik Aluf Simel Lamed Hey, he's also down on neshala. And he says a similar susvura to Rav Moshe, but him is mashma, he holds that even in the issa deraisa of lifnei iva, this is avada goes to chiddush, we also only say it, but only say the issa deraisa, but again to something that's a chefze shal issa, and something that isn't a chefze shal issa is nishtu for the din for lifnei iva. This is a chiddush. The mass is. There's a gemura in Masech de Bubim Metzia. Daf Heyom at Beis. And the gemura says that a raya, a shepherd, is posel edis. Because the shepherd tends to take his sheep and go and graze in other people's fields. So he's a gazlan. And then the Gemara says, it depends. If he grazes his own sheep, that's what he does. But if he grazes somebody else's sheep, if this is his profession, people give him their animals, that he should be a raya. So, ein udom chayta, chazuka, ein udom chayta, v'loy loy. A person is not going to gamva to help somebody else. What he'll do is, at the end of the period, he's going to send a bill, and he'll include in that bill the food that he had to pay for, the grass, the hay that he gave the animal. So the Gemara says, we have a raya. We have a raya. Because the Gemara says, we give behemoths to raya, to a raya. And if we were to say that the raya will take my behemoths and will graze in other people's fields, so I bazoi, we're over lifnei iva leisitin michshul. As the lushna gemura, anam heichem masrin and chayis leraya vuka ksiv lifnei iva leisitin michshul. You can't do it. You're giving him something with which he's going to be over nisa. And the Torah Kadosh is zot lifnei iva leisitin michshul. Elamais of the Gemara, he won't graze my animals, he's only going to graze his own animals. But you see from this Gemara that were he to graze the animals of other people in Sudas Sha'ein Shalai, so then there would be an Issa of Lifnei Iva to give to give him the animals. The chayra, a behema, you cannot say is pashtus. You wouldn't say that a behema is miyuchad leissa. A behema is the chayra no different than a pashtus. You would say than a hull or a shark. It's not miyuchad leissa. And we see from this gemara that there would be an issa of the tneiva lo yisitim michshol. So the chayra, the shad, the kasha here is only on the Mincha Shleim, because the way the Igus Moshe learns, b'negeya to an Issa deraisa, this isn't going to help. And here we're talking of an Issa deraisa. There's an Issa lefnei, whether it's miyuchad leissa, non miyuchad leissa, that only is a svura in the din of lafrisha misira, in the drabuna de kedin, not in the deraisa de kedin. But the way the Mincha Shleim learns, the chayra d'afim wissen, via topkelan to gemura. Now, I saw that Mincha Shleim at the end is mitzayin this gemura. But it's not. It's to me at least. It's not clear how he emphasizes this ha'ura. He says making somebody for a raya nish klua. Well, chayra lot Rav Moshe is nish kakasha from the gemura, because Rav Moshe uses his hetta only in an issa deraisa and not in an issa derabuna. However, that is also not sapushet, because there is a big chiddush in the tvu in Masechta Baba Metzia, which is brought down in the Shifa Mekabetzis. And Rabbi Yosef, in that tshuva that we spoke about earlier about the Issa lefnei by Shoichat, the Rabbi Yosef also brings this Ritvu. And the Ritvu says a chiddush. And the Ritvu says that if somebody is going to be over the Issa anyhow, and what you're doing is you're being marba in the Issa, so that, he says, is the same as Chad Ibra de Nahara. There is no Issa de Raisa. So Mamelet comes out according to the Ritvu, and this is his kasha. He says, what's the kasha? Hech masrinin behema? Well, so the shala, avada, you can give the behema to the raya, because he has his own behemas. So since he has his own behemas, he has behemas that other people give him, he's anyhow going to graze in other people's suda. So the fact that you're giving him additional behemas, you're being marba in the issa, that is the same as chad ibad nahara, since he can do the issa anyhow. So memeli, even though you're adding to the issa, that's considered chad ibad nahara, and there is no issa. So memeli faked it. Why does the gemara say that the yoivel if neiva, giving an animal to a shepherd, the roya, the shepherd, was anyhow going to gamaf? It says, we'll talk about this in a second, it's a very shverer ritvu. Aber so steht in ritvu. Zogt in ritvu, no, that it's an issa, there's an issa drabuna. There's no issa deraisa, and the gemura, when it says, v'ksiv lefneiva, doesn't mean the deraisa dike lefneiva, it means the issa drabuna of lafrisha misir, and he explains why the gemura talks about lefneiva when really we're talking about an issa drabuna. Oy bazoi, kim tachasel, according to the ritvu, our gemura is talking v'negeya to an issa derabuna, not an issa deraisa. And a Moshe holds that by an issa derabunam, if it's not a dovash al issa, there is no issa derabunam. So lechayrai bazoi, the same kasha that we had in the Mincha Shleim, but the deraisa, the same kasha we're going to have on the Igus Moshe, because according to the Ritvu, the gemura is only talking about an issa derabunam, and from Dessen Vegan we see from the gemura that a behema which isn't a lechayra, a chefsa shel issa, there is also an issa drabunon to of a frisha mesira, to allow somebody to use your behema for issa. It can sound that the ikka, as it trachtech nefshe, that the ikka pa'ula, the main reason why you people gave a behema to a raya, was in order that the raya feeds it. That's the tafkid of the raya, because the Gemara's Mukhach, they gave every day the raya would come and he would give them their behemoth. So the behemoths had where to stay. They weren't staying in the raya's fields. They were staying in their own premises. They had places for their behemoths to be. Now, it could be they just didn't have the time to take their behemoths out to feed them, that they should graze. So Memela, they gave it over to a raya. So Efsha Kenzan, the behemoth, when you're giving a behemoth to a raya, that's considered like a chefza shalissa, because if you know that a raya is going to feed it with stolen food, and that's what you're giving it to him for, you're giving it to him to feed, Oibazoi Efsha Vetazan. And there is a shtickle mukka, if Nishmarachsan is a shtickle mukka from the Ritva in Masechta b'metzia tzadeh mehalach. But be'etzem, in the tefush daigotten in Avodah Zorah, in b'metzia, agoysa chiddush. And this is very interesting that the Biki Yosef, he brings down the ritfu as it's built in the Shitta Mekabetzis, and he has a problem with the Lushan ritfu. Because he says, you know, the Lushan stimmt nicht. He says, Lamasa, this is what the Ritvu means. And he comes out with a Chiddush that the Ritvu holds that the Issa de Rabunan that there is, Lafushim Yisura, is only when you know that the person is going to use it for an Issa. But if you have a Sufik, you're not sure, maybe he's going to use it for Issa, or maybe he won't, he's taking from you food, and maybe he's going to eat it, and maybe he's going to sell it, he's taking a pot, maybe he wants to use it himself, or maybe he's going to give it to somebody else. So then there isn't an issa of Lafrishim Misti. The Master, today we have printed the Ritvu, the original Ritvu, which Balta Haltnes van der Vuche found in Ksav Yad, which is now the authentic Ritvu. And there, it's clear that the Biki Yosef was right, that there was a line, there was something missing. There's a line missing. The Shitta Mekabetzis has one line less than the Ritvu that we have the Fanenu. And instead of the Ritvu coming out with a Kula, which is the way the Biki Yosef understands it, that he's saying in an Issa de Rabunam, if you don't know whether somebody is going to use it for Issa, there is no Issa of Lafrusha Misura. The Ritvu seems to be saying something completely different, and the Ritvu seems to be saying a chumra, and he's saying like this: that we said that by issa deraisa, that if it's betray ibda nahara, there is no issa deraisa. He says that's only where you're not certain that the person is going to use it l'issa. For example, you're giving him a kasiyai and he's a nuzer, and you don't know for sure that he's going to drink it. Maybe he's going to use it for some other purpose. Maybe he wants to sell it. But if the nuzer tells you, give me this kasiyayin because I want to drink it, is am a chadish that there is an issa deraisa even when he can get to it himself. Which, oibm zal chayshish answer there, the tfula lucha, everything we've said earlier on about the halls, all will become very schwer, because if you know for certain that he's going to use it le'issa, then we come back to the issa deraisa. But be'etzem, the Ritvu needs a hesper. What is the pshat? If it's betray ibra the nahara, if it's on two sides of the river, so then, even if you don't know for sure that he's going to use it for an issa, even if you only misupik and you think he may be using it for an issa, there's an issa deraisa. If he can get to it himself, so then it depends. If you know that he's not going to, if you know for sure he's going to use it for Issa, it's Usa min Atayra. And if you're Mesopic, there is no Issa deraisa. What is the logic in that? Munashach, either Chadi b'denahara is a hetzer, it's not a hetzer. Why should we say this difference? There's an achiyaza in Simon Samach Hei, Chayli Gimel Simach Samach Hei. The Menachis Chinuch asks a kasha. The chinuch, when he brings down the issa of lifnei ibel is sitin michshul, so he says loy lahachshul b'nei yisruul l'seis lahem eitzeru. You shouldn't give an eitzeru a bad advice, because nichlal in the mitzvah lifnei ibel is sitin michshul is also to give an eitzer she'ena againis, because that's like putting a michshul, it's like causing him bodily harm. So zok the chinuch that issa is only negayah to a yisruul. Frag the menachas chinuch, but lifnei ibel is sitin michshul is negif even by a guy, lifnei shloyitn eva menachai, lifnei noyach. So we see that lifnei ibel is sitin michshul isn't exclusively to Klal Yisro. The Rambam in Sefer Mitzvahs also, when he brings down the issa of not to give an eitzeru, he talks about the yisruul. Why shouldn't this issa also be koyel goyim? We see a goy is nichlal in lifnei ibel. So the Achiezer says that lifnei ibel is sitin michshul has in it two different yisurim. Means don't cause a person bodily harm. If a blind person is going in the street, don't put a stumbling block in front of him. He'll fall. You'll cause him bodily harm. Included in that is in not giving him bad advice. And then there's another issa which Chazal and Gedashim Chaschanach is mesipik, which is the pshit of the kuva. But pashtus chasadrusus chazal chazalum gedashin. If neiver lo sit in michshul that somebody is going to do an avera, you mustn't give him a michshul. You mustn't cause him that he should be over the avera. So he wants to say that these two isurim are two separate isurim. In Be'emes there's a raya from the Rambam to that, because the Rambam says you don't get malchus on the Fnei Iver because it's a lav shebechlulus. Lav shebechlulus means the lav contains more than one issa. And there's a klal, a lav that has more than one issa, there isn't malchus. Oy bazoy, is that in the Fashtein? If there's one din, don't do something that's going to harm somebody. Whether it's bodily harm or spiritual harm, ruchnius or gashmius, that's not a lav shebechlulus, that's one issa. The Hechech Zaytme for Rambam, that the Rambam learns that if Ne'ibel is sitting Mishal has two separate haluchas in it. One halucha, don't do him bodily harm, and one, don't be mashal with an issa. Bachieza, the issa to be mashal him with an issa, this is Aben Udam Lemukim Dikadim. That's because you're not allowed to be cause averus to happen. So Memela, an Eva Menachai Lebnei Noach is included in the Issa, because what you're doing is you're causing an Aveda to happen. That's Ben Udom Lemukim. The Issa not to give him an Eitzeru, this is Ben Udom Lechaveda. Ben Udom Lechaveda is do dinim which are Noach, but Ben Noach is to do dinim which are Nish Noach, but Ben Noach, it depends on the Psikim. Do Hominish Karibi to be Mab Bnei Noach, Memela, Ben Ungenimen, as this is Nabi Yisru. Yes, what happens, Redden Dachroinim, what happens when somebody is mashal somebody else with an Aveda? Lechaveda, simultaneously, he was over both the Sirim. He gave him an Issa. He was Mashalim Ben Udam Lemukim by giving him an Issa. But at the same time, he also gave him an Eitzah Shein Agenis. Because what he did was, he told him to do something that's bad for the person. He told him to do an Aveira, which is Goyim Ru to the person. So Oy Bazoy, when somebody's Mashal somebody else with an Aveira, he is Goyim Over the Fnei twice. And as I state in Achiezer, but Achiezer wants to make a chilik, or we start state in Achiezer, doesn't Mamish say this, but Achiezer says that the Nafkimin is between Shaygig and Mezid. He says, by somebody's over the Aveda, be Shaygig. So then you take over, at the same time as you're being machshim him with the Heft of Issa, you're also giving him an Eitzah She'en Haganis. But if he knows what he's doing, he's being over the Aveda, knowing what he's doing, he says, that's not an Eitzah She'en Haganis. But he says, the other din, the michshul, the causing somebody to do an avera, that you're causing. That the emes is, as the last shtickle was the achiezer zok, that it's not noyig by shaygig, by mezid, it's not an eitz shein agenis. It could be, one could argue with this, and the achiezer himself is mesipik in that, because it could be when you give him something and encourage him to do an avera, that is, also, even if he's a mezid, but by enabling him to do it, you're helping him along, that's causing him. And that's like an Eitzah She'en Haganis, that's bodily harm. However, if he's going to gamba anyhow, if he's anyhow going to do the Aveira, and he's going to stand with 10 animals in the field stealing, so the fact that you've added an 11th animal, that's not an Eitzah She'en Haganis, because he's doing this berutz and he knows what he's doing and he's being over this Issa, you're just adding to this. However, lifnei ivel sit in michshul, you're causing him to do an Aveira. That is a you did do, you were causing him to do an Aveira, it's a Michshul. Is do kem azung azoy. That Ritva holds that if you know that the person is going to do an Aveira, so that's called a Michshul. You're giving him something with which he's going to do an Aveira. If it's Mesupik what he's going to do with it's an Aveira, so then that's considered an Eitzah She'ena Haganis, but it's not. You bring him into a mukim where he may use this for an aveira, or become michshul is this nish. I was like him as an. This is the chiluk from the Ritzvah. He holds like this. Bechadib the nahara where he can get to it himself, and he attempts to get to it himself. It's not an eitzah shein haganis. Or where he has one animal and you're giving him another animal, that's not an eitzah shein haganis. But which issa do you have? You have the issa of lifnei ivel sit a michshul of giving him a michshul. Giving him a michshul. That's only if you know for sure that it's a michshul. Then you're able. If, however, it's betray ibrid and ahara, so even if you don't know for sure that he's going to be ibrid avera, and therefore it's not called a michshul, but the eitzah she'en haganis, you've been ibrid, so the name of lifnei ibrid will apply.